As we've just heard, there's been no claim of responsibility yet for the bombing of the Jordanian embassy in Baghdad. Jordanian journalist Rami Houri, who's now executive editor of the Daily Star in Beirut, says there are many possible explanations for Iraqi rage against Jordan.
Well, I think it's really one of the terrible things about the contemporary Middle East, that you have this accumulation of anger and resentment and revenge, and it comes out in acts like this. The most likely reason probably is people who want to hurt Jordan because it gave asylum to Saddam Hussein's daughters. But there's many other people in Iraq who are angry at Jordan because it helped launch the war. It allowed its territory to be used for the war against Iraq. There's others yet who are angry because they think Jordan might have exploited the Saddam Hussein years and gotten a lot of cheap or discounted oil. So there's all these different reasons. And then you have the possibility of just terror groups who are out to hurt Jordan, which has always been a target of people who want to hurt the allies and friends of the United States.
Do you see this attack changing anything in the equation of relations between Jordan and the United States?
Oh, I don't think with the United States, no. The long-term Jordanian-American relationship is quite strong and quite clear, and I think very steady. What it does, though, I think, is make clear to a lot of people now what many of us in the region were saying before the war, that one of the real dangers of regime change by military moves from abroad is that you could open this Pandora's box of getting the neighbors of Iraq involved somehow in conflicts within Iraq. And this hopefully isn't, but it could be the first sign of this. And you've got Syria and Turkey and Iran and Saudi Arabia and Jordan and Kuwait and people all around the region who have problematic relationships with Iraq over the last 20, 30 years. And if you open this Pandora's box, it can be very ugly and it can be very messy.
Follow that scenario through. How would that play out?
Well, if you started getting people, I mean, they could be troublemakers, they could be Iraqis who have legitimate grievances, they could be external agitators. You could have anybody possibly coming into Iraq and stoking these fires. I mean, there are lingering resentments between most of the neighbors of Iraq and many of the different parties inside Iraq. If you take Iran, if you take Turkey, the Kurdish situation, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and you could easily spark tension between these people by an act precisely like this, by attacking a Saudi target or a Kuwaiti target, or vice versa, attacking something in Iraq and making it look like it was done from somebody from one of the neighbors. And this would just push a cycle of revenge and anger, and it would make the security situation worse. It's very easy to trigger these lingering tensions and conflicts that have defined relations between Iraq and many of its neighbors for many years.
Mr. Houri, what have you been able to learn about reaction in Jordan to what happened today? Any response from the government or the people of Jordan itself?
Well, the government has very quickly condemned this as a cowardly terrorist act and has said that it'll find the perpetrators and the Americans will carry out an investigation. But I think the Jordanian people are probably angry, of course, that this has been done to their embassy, but probably puzzled politically about why this would happen. You know, there was like 300,000 or more Iraqis who were living in Jordan as refugees, who found shelter, who found jobs, who used Jordan as a transit point. Jordan was one of the few open places that Iraqis could come and go through to go to the rest of the world. You know, the Jordanians really felt that they were helping the Iraqi people as much as they could. So there's real hurt, I think, and puzzlement in Jordan about why this happened.
Rami Houri is executive editor of the Daily Star in Beirut, Lebanon. Mr. Houri, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.